Radio.
I'm going to ask African-American voters to consider some questions. Does the Democrat Party take African-American voters for granted? I know plenty of politicians assume they have your vote, but do they earn it? And do they deserve it?
Well, first thing, I thought it was cowardly of CNN to cut the applause. Not that I want Bush to get applause, but there were some people applauding. This wasn't the NAACP. This was at the other one, the Civil Rights Commission, something, I don't know. And there's this monkey up there asking for their vote. Now, think back over the last couple of years. Remember the deal in Michigan? Bush fought hard to keep the blacks out of the University of Michigan. And you know what really pisses me off when they quote Martin Luther King saying, it's not the color of your skin, it's the content of your character, or in this case, it's your grade, your scores to get into the college. But the whole point is, when a Republican sees a black man coming, he says no before the guy gets there to show him his resume. It is just so backwards. The sons of bitches, they hate black people. They just hate them to death, and they hide behind Martin Luther King to find ways to deny black people a chance to get ahead. You know, anyone that says we don't need affirmative action is saying that racism is over in this country, that we have, blacks and whites have equality, and that's just stupidly untrue. And the idea that after 4 years of doing everything he can to hurt blacks and their chances of moving forward, now he's saying, do the other guys deserve your vote? Why in the hell should any black person want to have anything to do with a Republican when the Republicans spend half their time trying to screw them? I think they said the last election, Gore got somewhere around 90% and Bush got 9%, I think, of the black vote. And I'm sure the 9% would be the baseball players, the football players, the actors, the well-to-do, the sellouts, the Uncle Toms, these people that get on CNN and scream about how black people can't get jobs, it's their own fault because they're lazy and stupid. Yeah, those guys get paid a lot of money. CNN will have them on constantly. They'll give them their own show on Fox if the black guy just shows up and says a bunch of shit about black people. They're just afraid to work. They're too lazy. Yeah, that's what they make big money over at Fox by saying that. That's how Rush makes money. It's how Hannity makes money. O'Reilly, Savage Wiener Boy. That's how all of them make their money. And they got the gall to stand there and say, has the other team earned your vote? Maybe we haven't, but we didn't shoot them through the heart. That's you guys. We're trying to run a little defense for them. We're trying to, you know, when the Democrats talk about a raise in minimum wage or something like that, that's a whole lot of that's aimed at helping the black community that can't hardly get by. You know, we want to deny them a job. We want to deny them a right to attend a university. We want to cut off any kind of programs to help them get ahead, any kind of self-help programs or any kind of neighborhood shelter kind of deals or job training. We want to cut all that off them and then call them the lazy nigger when he don't have a job. Well, how the hell is he supposed to get a job without education, without a belly full of food, without any of that? The Republicans, they just spend all that time. And then, God forbid, the poor bastard wants to eat, so he ends up, maybe gets involved with a life of crime. Now we want to throw this bitch in jail because he didn't want it bad enough. Well, maybe if we'd stop putting handcuffs on the black race, maybe they could get a little farther down the road. But no, the Republicans are fighting that tooth and nail as hard as they can. Deny the black man. This is a white man's country. You weren't born here. Sorry we kidnapped and dragged you over here. But now that you're here, you don't get to go to school. We don't want you to work. We don't want you to do anything. Just knock it off. That's the Republicans' party. That's the Republican Party's message to the black man. Knock it off. Well, what the hell's knock it off mean to a black guy who's trying to get a job? At Bush, I swear. And the media will just pump him up. Oh, Bush addressing the black organizations. You got, oh, Bush and the black man. Oh, they're so close. And the whole bottom line is the Republicans think the niggers are too stupid to know who their friend is. That's the deal. Molly Ivan said it best. Molly Ivan said she was in a cafeteria in Fort Worth, and she heard some guy talk about, Rush Limbaugh's right. What are these niggers going to complain about next? You see, that's the whole deal. You call the guy a nigger, you put him down, you don't let him go to school, you don't let him have a job, and then you call him lazy and stupid. Jeez, it's hard not to be lazy and stupid without an education or a job.
South Carolina psychiatrist Charles Hamm,
who wore an Army uniform for 41 years and is now 67 years old, was called back to active duty. Why? Because of the increased suicide rate in Iraq. The Army is now forced to call to duty Americans who had signed up to enter the service next year. 43% of the American troops in harm's way in Iraq are activated National Guard members and reservists. The all-volunteer military is stretched to the breaking point. War demands truly equality of sacrifice, not more simply tax cuts for fat cat campaign contributors.
Asked me a few days ago if Dennis Leary could act, I would have said, well, yeah, he's fine. I like that the job he was in on ABC a year or two ago. But he seems to have kicked it up a notch. If he saw the premiere of Rescue Me, he's got a thing for firefighters.
It's not about being a man or woman, okay? It's about doing the job. It's about me getting home safe and sound in the morning to see my kids, okay? So you got a woman who can do the job better than the guys in my crew? Bring her on. You know, you got a Martian or a cyborg or a Chinaman that can do the job? Bring them on, too.
Are there any Chinese firefighters?
Yeah, probably. Somewhere in China.
I'm sensing a lot of hostility.
You are very, very perceptive.
That's what they tell me.
Mm-hmm. You want us to talk about our feelings?
Yes, I do.
Forget 9/11, all right? 5 years ago, black kid, 10 years old, pulled him out of a closet, hot fire all around, he's burnt, he's scared, and he's slipping and sliding around in my arms like a goddamn baby seal, and I almost get him outside, and his skin, he's wearing nothing but underwear. And his skin comes off like wrapping paper off of a Christmas present. He slips right on my arms. He falls on the floor. Pick him up. Get him outside. 3 months later, he dies in the burn center. Project fire, 6 stories up. One-bedroom apartment, 15 people living in it. And I find a little girl. Hurt pretty bad. Holding the kitten. To bring it down. 6 stories, 6 goddamn stories. I'm switching my mask off with her and the kitten and her and the kitten and me. Her and the kitten and me. She's crying up at me the whole time, saying, please, Mr. Fireman, please save my kitten. Please don't let anything happen to my kitten, Mr. Fireman. And I'm biting my tongue because I hate cats. I think they suck. I come from a dog family. Anyways, long story short, cat lived. She didn't. 9/11, we lost 4 guys from this house. One of them was my cousin Jimmy. My best friend. Best goddamn fireman I ever worked with. Good family man. Dedicated American blah, 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 you know. And every day I got to drive to work. I drive from my neighborhood. I see guys, drunken assholes that I went to high school with, who are standing on the corner high, having a great time. And I got to wonder why these assholes are still walking around when Jimmy Keith ain't. My cousin the priest says it's because it's all part of God's plan, like God's got a plan. You know what? There is a God. He's got a whole shitload of explaining to do.
And with that, he grabbed a bottle of the better Cuervo tequila, went down to the beach, and started drinking.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Picklefush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune in to the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at
10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, on Air America Radio starting August 2nd.
I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Picklefush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
I think you're going to like this next bit. I lifted it from Al Franken's show. I don't know what the moral qualms are about doing that, but it's a bit he lifted from Rush, so I guess there's some kind of fairness in here. It's about the Republican hypocrisy, and it just comes at you by the bucket load, so we're going to kick this around a little bit. Think for a second how John Ashcroft put Tommy Chong in jail because he was such a bad, bad man. The DEA set up a phony head shop in Pittsburgh and asked him to send him a pipe, and when he did, they busted him and threw him in prison for 9 months, the sons of bitches. But when John Ashcroft's nephew got caught with pot, he got him off because it's different, because he's a Republican. Remember the story that Suze McDougal tells about Kathleen Willey was on Chris the Screamer's show. She said she was really sure this guy, call him Bob Jones, was the fellow that scared her one night, said somebody, I killed your cat and I'm going to kill you too, something, whatever. And so she got on Chris the Screamer, and Chris said, that was the guy, wasn't it? Huh-huh, wasn't it the guy, huh-huh, wasn't it the guy, huh-huh? And finally she said, yeah, maybe. So Pat Buchanan's insane brother went over to this guy's house with a gun and hid in the garage. And when the guy showed up, they struggled with the gun, and somehow he got the guy from him. Police showed up, they took him away, and Law and Order Pat Buchanan, he said, oh, no, my brother, he doesn't belong in jail. He's just misunderstood. He's got some problems. He had a bad time. He needs a little guidance, a little help. And, you know, see, it's always different when it's them. When Bob Barr's wife got pregnant, did he do the right thing and think of the little baby's life? No, he drove her to an abortion clinic and murdered his little daughter. You see, it's different for Republicans. It's okay when they do it, but it's not okay when anyone else does it. The one we're going to talk about now is lawsuits. The second Kerry announced Edwards as his running mate, oh, trial lawyers are the scum of the earth, those evil bastards. How dare they try to get justice for the little guy when the giant corporation causes the little people harm and doesn't give a fuck. So this guy called Rush and asked him, have you ever sued anybody? And listen to the pig boy squirm. He's lying. He knows he's lying. The caller knows he's lying. I know he's lying. You know he's lying. The whole country knows he's lying. Bob Dole knows he's lying. He's just a lying sack of shit who cannot speak the truth no matter what. Listen to the pig boy squirm.
Rush had been talking about, I guess, Edwards and tort reform and how awful it was that we are in this sue crazy society. And let's listen.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever sued anybody?
Have I sued anybody?
Have you ever been a plaintiff?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't remember.
How can you not be sure?
Because I don't think I have.
You're part of the problem. You are a lawsuit-happy person. I will call this show in a week and prove that you
Wait
have sued
second.
Somebody.
I'm a lawsuit-happy person?
I will prove in a week that you have sued somebody.
I have sued somebody.
Put your money where your mouth is, Roger. If this is all about lawsuits, let's see if you've filed any.
You know, if you mean personally, I don't know what I may have been part of.
Rush, come on, this is getting pathetic. Are you a person who has commenced lawsuits against people?
God, I love the way this guy's putting a hammer on Rush. Every time Rush goes, well, let me think. Have I ever filed a $20 million lawsuit against? I can't remember. $20 million? I just can't think. Come on, Rush, this is pitiful. Goddamn it, quit lying, Rush. I love this guy.
Well, give me, you know, if you...
No,
wait a second. Anything can be a lawsuit.
I'm asking you a simple question.
And I'm telling you, I don't, off the top of my head, I don't know that I've ever sued anybody. What?
Have you turned to litigation to resolve a problem ever? Have you ever sued anybody for any money damages whatsoever?
I don't recall.
Mark, a federal judge dismissed a $20 million lawsuit filed by Rush against Aaron Haber.
Really? When was that?
1994.
Okay. Well, Rush does have a good memory. I remember that call, by the way. That was a pretty good call.
Well, you know, actually, Mark, I was dying to ask you, that strikes me as a rather singular call. I mean, when has he ever let someone go on that long who disagrees with him about
that? No, that was a memorable call. Good for Rush, you know, like you guys let me on now and then. He'll take a call like that now.
Yeah, but doesn't it bother you that the guy can't, he got to be lying there, right?
Well,
you remember when you sue someone for $20 million. <Don't you? laughs>
It was obvious he didn't want to answer the question directly. I'll grant you that.
Uh-huh. And that doesn't bother you?
Not a whole lot. I mean, there's questions you wouldn't want to answer directly. There's questions I wouldn't want to answer directly. And
But if he's complaining about Edwards and about this people suing each other and then he's asked a direct question about, that's not such an embarrassing question. Have you sued anyone? Why is that an embarrassing question? And especially if you have sued somebody.
I'm not going to get inside his head and tell you why or why not he chose to avoid answering that question.
Well,
but you know the important thing.
No, what's it? You know, this, we always do this. I always go, like, he lied, and then you go, I know he lied, but the important thing is... What?
Right.
Okay, what's the important thing other than... Here, I will contend to you that the important thing is that Rush Limbaugh lies continuously and that you should not get all your information from him, or almost all your information from him.
You are listening to Bart Cop Radio at BartCop.com. Keeper of the Democratic Jewels.
Well, that was show 48. Hope you got a kick out of it. We're going to get to work. Well, no, we got most of show 49 done, so it won't be long. We might have that up in a couple of days. Appreciate you subscribing. Appreciate you listening. You're keeping us afloat. That's a good thing, as Martha would say. Talk to you soon. Bart out.